In this video, we're going to be talking about Exchange Online as a service, as well as Exchange Online development. So using the Exchange SDKs to develop solutions that run against Exchange Online. Now, from the prior videos, you know that Exchange Online is Exchange 2010 running in the cloud as software as a service, running in data centers that are hosted by Microsoft and delivered as part of the Office 365 service. So what is Exchange Online? Well, it's all the benefits of Exchange 2010, but delivered as a cloud-based service. So normally when you were going to deploy Exchange 2010, you'd, you know, buy some servers, network them, install the OS, install, virus protection, security updates. Then you go about setting up Exchange and then provisioning mailboxes and so on. But with Office 365 and Exchange Online, all of the hardware, the software, and the maintenance is done for you. So it's just a matter of signing up for Office 365, doing some administration on setting up the Exchange Online service, and then provisioning mailboxes for users just by giving them a license that includes Outlook. So it's all the benefits of Exchange with all the benefits of a cloud-based service or software of a as a service. So again, we handle all the maintenance, the patches, and upgrades. And as an administrator of the service, you administer your tenancy through the Office 365 admin pages, as we had seen in the first video. You also have the opportunity to use remote PowerShell scripts in order to administer your Exchange Online deployment. And then from a user standpoint, you can connect either using Microsoft Outlook or Outlook Web Access. So now let's talk about Exchange Online as a platform, or what kinds of solutions can you develop against Exchange Online. Well, one of the great things about doing Office 365 development is that it uses the same tools, languages, programming language, skills, SDKs, and APIs that you use for doing on-prem development with Exchange. And Exchange Online is no exception for that. So when I'm developing solutions for Exchange or for Exchange Online, I'm using the Exchange Web Services Managed API 1.1. And this is a managed API for developing applications against Exchange, and it actually uses the Exchange Web Services, or the new Web Services API that was released with Exchange 2010. Which gives you access to all the Exchange data and features as a set of web services. Now, the biggest advantage of using the EWS managed API is the fact that you get a managed API on top of those Exchange web services. Now, this API has functional parity with EWS, but in a lot of cases, it's much easier to work with than using the EWS proxy classes. The EWS was set up for a couple of different scenarios that we in internal to Microsoft use for Outlook and so on. So sometimes the proxy classes aren't that intuitive. So the Exchange team did a great job of wrapping those up in a managed API to make them much more intuitive for the .NET developer. Now, another great thing about this API is the fact that there's nothing new to deploy on the server. The managed API is using EWS, making calls underneath the covers, so there's no server-side components to deploy. It's just a matter of including the managed API with your solution. The managed API is also backwards compatible, so you can do request versioning. So you can see here I'm creating a new instance of the Exchange Service class, and I'm specifying the Exchange version 2010 SP1. So you can actually target a particular version of Exchange, and the API will automatically expose to you the right methods and properties and so on for the features that are supported by that version. So a great backwards compatibility story. And then finally, one of the great things about doing Exchange development with Exchange Online is the fact that these APIs were built to be cloud compatible out of the box. So EWS Managed API were both built to work the same whether you're running on-premise with Exchange 2010 or you're running in the cloud with Exchange Online. There's no difference between what you might see in the APIs between those two different targets. There are feature differences between Exchange and Exchange Online, and you can see those in the service descriptions that we talked about in the previous video. But from an SDK standpoint, the development and the runtime of the SDK is the same. So what might I want to do as far as creating Exchange Online solutions? Well, obviously being able to get at data that's in Exchange within your application is going to be a fairly common scenario. So being able to do CRUD operations or create, read, update, and delete operations on individual mailbox items, whether that's appointments, attachments, contacts, emails, tasks, or public folders, is going to be a really common scenario, and this is very easy to do with the managed API. You know, another common scenario that I hear from developers is that they want to leverage some Exchange feature, Exchange business logic. Like, hey, I want, you know, this feature built into my application, whether that's free busy information like you'd see in a calendar invite, being able to see, you know, who's available during the course of the day and then get suggested open time slots for a particular calendar item. That's actually the free busy service. That's surfaced through the API. Notifications is another common scenario. So, hey, I want to know every time a mailbox goes to this particular or a new email goes to this particular mailbox, or I want to know when something on this calendar changes. That's the notification service. That's surfaced through the Exchange Web Services Managed API. And then the data sync API that we use for doing synchronization between different clients is exposed. So if you wanted to do some synchronization between a custom client, you can do that as well. So let's go ahead and do a demo of Exchange Online development, just showing how you can use Visual Studio 2010, you know, the same tools that you use on-premise, the same programming language, the same SDK, the same API as far as the Exchange Web Services Managed API as you would on-premise, but do the work actually targeting Exchange Online. In this video, we're going to be looking at building Exchange Online solutions with the Exchange Web Services Managed API 1.1. From the prior video, you know that the Exchange Web Services Managed API gives you access to mailbox data as well as Exchange features such as the free busy service and notifications and so on. So this is a quick sample of what you can do with mailbox data. The rest of the videos and the rest of the training kit labs around Exchange will show you how you can actually get that done. So this is just a quick example of some of the possibilities. So you can see here, I'm logged into Exchange Online via Outlook Web Access. On this machine, I've signed in as Chris. On this machine, I've signed into Exchange Online via Outlook Web Access as another user, Sean. What we're going to do here is we're just going to run a console application that uses the Exchange Web Services Managed API to work with some calendar data. So you see here, I'm presented with a couple of options, create a recurring calendar appointment, view your appointments for the next 5 days, and quit. I know this is a console application, which is very simplistic. This code works just as well in WPF or Silverlight, and so on. And since it's based on Exchange Web Services, you can access it from various clients through that web services layer. But in code, I've already signed into Exchange Web Services using my account. So if I were to select one here and say create a recurring calendar appointment, what I'm actually going to do is with code create a recurring appointment with Chris and Sean using parameters that I've set as far as who's included in the to list, the subject, and a description. And if we go over to Sean's machine, you can see here's that instance of the appointment. I'll go ahead and accept it. And then here you can see the appointment. Double click and open this guy. Here's the appointment that Sean sees. And I did that just with a few lines of code. And again, throughout the rest of the Exchange videos, Exchange Online videos and Exchange Online labs, you'll learn how to build this code as well. Now, if I wanted to use the Exchange Web Services Managed API to query for mailbox items based on different criteria, of course, I can do that as well. So I've got another piece of code here that's actually going to go through and query for all the appointments for Chris over the next 5 days. And you can see here in the background, I've got a couple of different appointments set up. Test Exchange Web Services 1, Test Exchange Web Services 2, Test Exchange Web Services 3. So I'll go ahead and select that. And you can see here, I'm just doing a simple query using the Exchange Web Services Managed API. And there's the appointment that we just created, the appointment with General Industries. Here's test EWS 1, EWS 2, and EWS 3. So just a quick example of what you can do with the Exchange Web Services API via the Exchange Web Services Managed API. And in this example, we're going against Exchange Online as our backend Exchange instance. But the great thing about this API is that it works equally well whether you're running on-premise or in the cloud against Exchange Online.